she just sounded a little off center. I mean, she, of the three people in the Dr. Phil program, her brother, her dad, and herself, she seemed like the most sane, but I didn't think that she was, like, if I had to pick a healthy person.
Right,
go,
but, well, she seems right, maybe the circumstances of it had kind of made her...
worn her down?
Yeah.
Maybe. But I'll let me read you this.
All right.
And then you tell me if this seems
normal. So this
normal.
Is when she's had time to write a book and...
Fans of the Brady Bunch know Maureen McCormick as Marsha Brady. You probably have this coming up in showbiz news. The wholesome older sister of the classic sitcom, right? Marsha was, it was always Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. Marsha was always
Because Eve was crazy, not Eve.
She was the middle child. Jan, not Eve. Eve Plum was her real name. Jan Brady was the character that she played.
Jan was driven crazy by Marsha.
Marsha, yes. And then there was poor Thindy.
She had her own thing going on.
They all had their own thing.
She wasn't worried about her older sisters.
Nor should she be at that age.
But Jan was. Jan was obsessed with Marsha.
Jan wanted to be her own person, and she lived in Marsha's shadow all
yes.
the time.
Exactly.
Everything that...
drove her nutty.
Yeah. Sure.
All right.
So this should be a story about Jan, not Marsha. Okay. So I'll start over. Fans
so
of the,
we in real life or are we in
this
the
is
show
real,
here?
This is right. real life. Okay. This is fans of the Brady Bunch know Maureen McCormick is Marsha Brady, the wholesome older sister of the classic sitcom. But in her new memoirs, here's the story surviving Marsha Brady and finding my true voice. And what is that? That's just an Oprah term.
She,
finding my true voice.
Yeah, she never did anything after Brady Bunch, right?
She did. She
did she do movies?
She
or
recorded.
Something?
She did some singing. I think she had a modest country singing career.
Really?
Yeah, I think she had a couple of albums. Hey, volume's working on your computer today.
Didn't know it was on.
Yeah, she did some things. She did some movies, some made-for-TV movies. She might have even done stuff that hit the theaters. Nothing huge.
Okay, couldn't have been too much then.
Right. Modest. I'll say. You know, where you're going, hey, that's Maureen McCormick. There goes Marsha Brady. But I think she did okay with the country singing thing. Could be wrong.
All right,
you
it's want a news
wiki,
to me.
You want
to
Wikipedia her real quick before I move on with the story?
No, go ahead.
Well, I'd like some of the details about her earlier life. I'll read on. But her new memoirs, here's the story, Surviving Marsha Brady and Finding My True Voice. And I hate that. Line, my true voice. What does that mean? Finding my true voice. It's just so nothing. It's just such a term for the aughts. Yes, as America finds her voice. What? What does that mean? What are you talking about?
She's not a slave to being Marsha Brady anymore. Who she really is, finding herself.
You might not want to be anyone other than Marsha Brady when you find out who you really are.
How
are
you going to find out? You got to find, guess you have to encounter that person before you
I guess. The actress writes of her romance with TV sibling Barry Williams, who played Greg Brady.
All right, we knew about that from his book.
Did we? I knew that he had dated Florence Henderson once, or thought he was dating Florence Henderson. She was just being nice.
Yeah.
Trying not to crush her co-star.
Right.
This kid who thought, hey, I'm going to hit it with Florence Henderson. That ain't bad. She's probably the hottest Florence in America. All right? There's not a lot of hot Florences. Is that a name that's making a comeback? Florence?
Well, other than like, Nightingale, which was before Florence Henderson, I'm not sure I could Florence Joyner, track star.
Flo Jo.
That's after Florence Henderson, but that's okay. That's three Florences.
Not a lot of them.
Sort of covering some different generations there. No, I don't.
Okay.
I would say not.
Okay, so the talks about her own. Andy Brady, how you doing? Kind of weird watching you
Did she
burn one.
Say Susan Olsen? I'm not Cindy. I'm Susan. Did she take?
No, I think I said Cindy Brady initially. I think
right.
Did
she correct you? No.
I just, she was standing there having a cigarette. I didn't know she was even in the building. I walked back there. She's smoking a cigarette. And I said something like, wow, Cindy Brady smoking a cigarette in my radio station at 4:30 in the morning. I didn't expect
that when I woke up this morning. No. No. Why would you?
Yeah.